أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how after the battle of Al-Ahzab, the battle of Khandaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims, they marched towards the fortresses of Banu Qurayza. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conquered the fortress of the Jews, Banu Qurayza, and there were much spoils of war, there was much booty and much wealth that now came into the control of the Muslims, and their economic situation improved to a great extent. So following this battle of Ahzab or Khandaq, there was a request that was made by the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this ayah was revealed regarding the request that they had made. And this ayah is known as the ayah of option. They were given the option of divorce following the request that they had made from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the wives were given the option of divorce, and we will learn of why they were given this option and the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the situation. Firstly, we must understand the wife of the Prophet is a very, very honorable and a very great position, but also the responsibility is very, very great, because you are not allowed to cause any pain, any hurt, any distress, any form of discomfort to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these mothers of ours and the honorable wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had a very high responsibility to play. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah addresses them directly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَىٰ. O wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like any other women. So they had to be very careful, very cautious. They had to be absolutely wary, and they had to be on guard all the time with regards to what they had done or with regards to what they were to say. And they were human beings. They were women like all other women. They had emotions, they had feelings, and they had also certain desires, wishes and wants. So that's the first thing that we must understand, that can you imagine how difficult, while it was a great honor, but at the same time it was a great responsibility being in the house of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself chose a life of poverty, complete poverty. He was the Nabi of Allah, and he wanted absolutely nothing to do with the comforts, the luxuries, the pleasures, and the good things of this dunya. Not at all. He was given the option by Allah to live as a king, but he chose to live as a slave, so that no one from his ummah can have any excuse against him. Not a single ummati can have any excuse against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that well, he had this comfort, and he had this privilege, and he had access to this, and he had access to that. There is no one who can ever claim that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieved what he had achieved because of his financial situation and because of his comfort and so on and so forth. The house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one in which, let alone comforts and luxury, the basic necessities of life were not found in that home. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that sometimes for two consecutive months and sometimes up to 3 months, a fire was not lit in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to cook a decent meal. We are talking about the Nabi of Allah. At times, Sahaba say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not even find bad dates to satiate his hunger. And once, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Nabi of Allah azza wa jal was sleeping on a straw mat. And when he awoke from his sleep and he rose up and he sat up, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit him. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed that the straw mat had left some marks on his body. And when he saw this, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Nabi of Allah, allow us to prepare for you a comfortable bed. At least the bed, let it be a comfortable bed, so that you can sleep comfortably. O Nabi of Allah, look at Cyrus and look at Caesar. Look at the Emperor of Rome and look at the Emperor of Persia. Look at the comfort that they live in. You are the Nabi of Allah and you are the leader of the believers and the leader of this Ummah. Why do you allow yourself to experience what you are experiencing? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became upset with Umar radiallahu ta'ala and said, O Umar, are you not happy that Allah has given in the dunya and He has given me akhirah? Are you not happy with that? The dunya is worthless, O Umar. Absolutely worthless. So, this was the life that the Prophet ﷺ chose for himself. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he would sleep on a very, very, very simple bedding. And once, one of his honorable wives felt that she will double it and make it a bit more comfortable for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That night when he woke up, he asked his wife, what did you do to my bedding? What did you change? She said, O Nabi of Allah, all I did was I doubled it and made it a bit more comfortable. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not do that. It was too comfortable for me. It almost kept me away from my tahajjud salah and allowed me to sleep throughout the night. So this was the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was his home. This is a life he had chosen to live. And this was a life that he had completely divorced himself from, or a dunya rather. The worldly things was something he completely divorced himself from, so that he may be given full share in akhirah, and so that the ummah can learn from his example that the worldly things of this material world is something temporary and something that should not distract us from our great objective in life. And it teaches you and I not to complain over the little discomforts that we experience. Sometimes we suffer perhaps from load shedding, or we are suffering from any other discomfort, or we are suffering from some personal discomfort within the home, and so on and so forth. Let us think about the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine being the wife, living and growing up in that type of a home. There is poverty, there's extreme levels of economic constraints, and there's absolutely no financial strength and financial power within that home. So the wives as well, we salute them and we respect them and we honor them and we really commend them for living with the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and facing the challenges that they had to face. So after the battle of Al-Ahzab, wealth came into Medina to Munawwara, and there was better economic strength found amongst the Muslims. So the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got together and they had a request. They came to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, look at the wives of Cyrus and Caesar. Look at the wives of Qaisar and Kisra, the Roman emperor and the Persian emperor. Look at the clothes that they wear. Look at the comfort that they live in. Look at the food that they eat. Look at the homes and the palaces in which they are accommodated. O Nabi of Allah, look at your wives. We barely have food to eat. We don't have clothes to wear. We are living a life of difficulty and we are living in poverty. When they made this request to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a request that had disturbed him. It was something that he did not want. He did not want dunya to come into his home. He did not want dunya to come into the lives of his honorable wife. He wanted them to be the furthest away from dunya because they had the greatest honor, and that is to be the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no greater wealth and there was no greater honor than being the wife of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After making this request, they were given the option. It's not that they were forced to remain in this situation, but it's either you choose this type of a life and be the Nabi of Allah, or you choose a life of comfort and a life of luxury and move out from the house and the life of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dunya can never come into the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Luxury, comfort, that has to stay out and remain out. So they were given the option. And this is why this ayah was revealed. It's called the ayah of option of divorce. Ya ayyuhan nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ayah number 28 of Surah Al-Ahzab, O Nabi, قل لأزواجك, tell your wives, إن كنتن تريدن الحياة الدنيا, if you all want and you all desire the worldly life, وزينتها, and you want the beauty and the adornment of the worldly life, no problem, فتعالينا, come, أمتعكن, I will give you worldly stuff, I will give you things of this world, but وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ صَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا, I will release you in the most beautiful way. I will release you from my nikah. That's the first option. I'll give you all the dunya that you want and all the wealth that you want. I will arrange that for you. But then I will also, in the most beautiful way, I will have you released from my nikah. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ, but if you all تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, you want Allah and you want his Rasul, you want his Rasul, you don't want the dunya. والدار الآخرة, and you want the abode of the year after. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, if that is what you want, then indeed Allah has prepared. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ, Allah has prepared for the muhsinat, for the good doers from amongst you, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, a great reward. A great reward if you persevere. You remain in the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you want Allah, you want the Rasul, you want ad-dar al-akhirah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for every one of you, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great, great reward in akhirah. When this verse was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went up to his wives. One by one, he then recited this verse to them, and he gave them this option. Subhanallah, every single wife from amongst the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surrendered and submitted, O Nabi of Allah, there is no need for us to consult with anyone else. We have chosen Allah and His Rasul and Ad-Dar al-Akhir. That is what we have chosen. Every single one of them immediately accepted that they will remain in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the understanding.